USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials have identified the gunman who killed 12 people and was shot dead by officers at a Virginia Beach municipal building as Dwayne Craddock. ATF Special Agent in Charge, Ashawn Benedict.
We identified two weapons used in the shooting yesterday. Both weapons are .45 caliber pistols. One was purchased in 2016. One was purchased in 2018. Both pistols were purchased by the shooter, and all indications are they were purchased legally.
Democrats are once again talking about gun legislation. Senator Bernie Sanders.
Making sure that people who should not own guns do not own guns.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
This is routine. We know it's not the last time this is going to happen, and Washington's failure to act is costing lives.
And Amy Klobuchar.
I come from a proud hunting state. I look at all these proposals and I say, does this hurt my Uncle Dick in the deer stand? They don't.
This is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
West Chamber of Commerce is considering possible legal action to block President Trump from imposing a 5% tariff on all Mexican imports. This is set to take effect on June 10th if the country doesn't crack down on migrants trying to enter the U.S. The Chamber's Executive Vice President, Neil Bradley.
Well, a tariff is nothing more than a tax, right? And so at 5%, that's $17 billion in additional taxes on American consumers and businesses. That won't do anything to keep someone from crossing the border, coming up from Central America into Mexico and crossing.
The search for a missing 4-year-old girl in Houston, Malia Davis, has apparently come to an end. She is presumed to have died at the hands of her mother's ex-boyfriend. Houston's mayor, Sylvester Turner, says remains were found in southwest Arkansas, and they're now undergoing forensic testing.
That will certainly help to bring some degree of finality to this family.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
One Network is playing musical chairs with its news division, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Recently named CBS News Chief Susan Zirinsky looking to fix ratings woes on both the morning and evening programs, naming Jeff Glore to be the next CBS This Morning Saturday co-host, joining Michelle Miller and Dana Jacobson, beginning on June 22nd. Glore is to replace Anthony Mason, who has joined the cast of the weekday CBS This Morning. Glore will also be serving as a CBS News special correspondent. One of CBS This Morning's former co-hosts, Nora O'Donnell, recently replaced Glore on the CBS Evening News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Americans continue to rate U.S. moral values negatively, on balance, and overwhelmingly agree that they're getting worse. John Clemens reports.
That's the latest from Gallup, showing 47% of Americans currently rate U.S. moral values as poor, 36% as only fair, while 17% held a positive view. For the third consecutive year, 77% of Americans think moral values in the U.S. are getting worse, which was slightly below Gallup's all-time 82% in 2007. Only 19% currently believe that morals are getting better. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.